Aren't you tired of giving back profits to the market? You need a trading process that provides you with a leading market condition analysis so you can recognize the tops and the bottoms in your portfolio. Technotrader has been helping traders achieve their profit targets for more than 24 years with a complete trading methodology that you won't find anywhere else. Check out the new online trading courses at technotrader.courses.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our radio show on binary options. A lot of retail traders who have invested in or traded in other types of trading instruments are curious about binary options. So today, it's all about binary options. Is it right for you? Should you consider them? What are the risks? What is the potential profit? How do they work? How do you use them? And so on and so forth. It's very important when we have a fairly new instrument and suddenly they've taken off like wildfire, and everywhere on the internet you see binary options, and you really need to get the information before you even consider buying them. Never rush into a new trading or investing instrument without thoroughly investigating the risk, the potential profit, and whether it's right for you or not. Sometimes these instruments are just not right for you, and other times they're ideal. And you really need to check things out before you just rush to buy or use them, because if you do that, you're probably going to lose money. A lot of times retail investors and traders feel that the market isn't fair, it doesn't treat them right, people are mistreated, and so on and so forth. It's your responsibility to do due diligence and make sure that you understand what it is you're buying before you buy it. There are a lot of scammers out there that have nothing to do with Wall Street, that don't work on Wall Street and are not part of the big banks or anything like that. They're just small companies promoting a product that they found that makes them a lot of money. And so you need to do due diligence and really research and find out about things. This radio show is designed to tell you about things so that you can make prudent decisions for yourself. You need to make those decisions. I'm going to point out the risks and the profit potential, the setbacks, the possibilities of total disaster or high probability of good profits. I will show you and talk to you about different aspects, but I'm not trying to sway you one way or another. I'm trying to make you aware of what it is that's out there. They were originally designed for the professional side of the market. They were not intended to be used by the retail traders and retail investors. When a new instrument comes to market, no one really knows how it's going to work. No one really understands what areas it's going to create problems with or what areas are going to be scamming areas. This all has to be evaluated. So anytime there's a new instrument out there, it should be taken with extreme caution. A lot of you just jump into whatever comes along and you think you're going to get rich quick. Well, that's like buying a lottery ticket, only worse. When you buy a lottery ticket, you know that you have a 1 in 10 million or 1 in 400 million chance of winning that. So you know you're not going to win. It's just something that makes you feel good for a few days. When you go to buy any kind of trading instrument or investment instrument, you really need to understand if you're just buying a lottery ticket or if you're going to be doing something that's going to make you real money. And you need to be practical and reasonable about it. If you love to gamble, there are plenty of scams that will appeal to you. But I suggest that you go to a casino to gamble because they're fairer than most of the scams that are out there for retail traders and investors. You have to be extraordinarily careful because there are a lot of companies out there that would like to take your money and run. And this has nothing to do necessarily with Wall Street, so don't blame Wall Street for this. There are all kinds of companies that come to market and advertise great promotional products that they sell that are scams, and you need to be careful. They're everywhere. And they're in every industry, not just the stock market or bond market or financial markets. So today we're going to cover a binary option. So what is a binary option? Well, first and foremost, you have to understand that it's a derivative. And by its very nature, derivatives are inherently higher risk because unlike a stock, you are not buying an asset. You're not buying something that has value. You're buying a contract. And that contract expires and will often expire, more often than not, with no value. That's how options go. During the 90s, options became the hot trading instrument. Everybody wanted to trade options, and then all of a sudden there were all these different strategies, and every week there was a new strategy, and it was more complex, and it was supposed to protect you, blah, blah, blah. And retail traders who did this just lost everything. It was so awful. It was unbelievable. And it caused a major collapse in the retail side of the options market. It was that bad. Day trading also became very popular during the 90s and into the 2000s. But then when the bear market came, it was even more catastrophic. Day traders nearly broke the bank for the retail brokers who were providing margin for them. Day traders were just out of control. They didn't have the education. Most day traders, they go to a week-long seminar that's held Monday through Friday, 8 hours a day. They spend a week there. They spend $5,000 to $10,000 to learn to day trade. And then they leave and they think they can day trade. The floor traders really think that's foolish. They look at that and they think, how can anybody learn what we do in a week? It's impossible. And they just throw up their arms in despair because they think it's so foolish. And it is. You can't learn to do what the pros do in a week or a month. It's going to take time. And if you're not ready to commit that time and energy, you're going to lose your capital base. You're going to lose money in the market. It doesn't matter whether you trade options, whether you trade day trading, Forex, or now the binary options. If you don't understand what you're doing, you're just gambling. And that is not a good idea. If you want to play a game, go to a casino. If you want to make money and make money off of investments or trading, learn and get a proper education. And yes, it's going to cost you money to get a good education. Just like going to a college or a university, in order to get a decent education, to get a good job, you have to invest in yourself. You have to invest in your education. If you're not willing to do that, you're going to lose money. I don't care what anybody says, how easy it is or simple it is. Oh, you can learn this in 3 days. You can't. Binary options are a derivative of stocks. They're another form of options trading. Now, what the binary means, and all it means, is that this contract is all or nothing. So there are only two possible outcomes. Either you make some cash off of it, or you get nothing, or you get receive an asset, or you get nothing. With regular traditional options, there are more than two possible outcomes. You might have a small profit, not as large as you hoped for. You might have a small loss, but not lose everything. For a binary option, it's all or nothing. So you either make money or you make absolutely nothing. Now, yes, there are some binary option brokers out there right now that are saying they're going to pay you $15 if it doesn't work and that type of thing. But you have to ask yourself, why would they even bother to offer that if their binary option traders were really doing well? Doesn't it seem kind of fishy to you? It does to me that in order to get your business, binary option brokers offer you money to trade with them. That sounds very suspicious. So there's a problem there. They are an extremely high-risk exotic derivative. They fall under the rulings of qualified participants. In other words, they were specifically designed for qualified participants. So what is a qualified participant? You've never heard that term before? Well, you need to know what it is. A qualified participant is someone who has the education, extensive experience and knowledge, and works in the industry so that they understand what they are buying and what they are selling. Retail traders are not qualified participants. For every institution that has a qualified participant, hundreds and hundreds of them, there are very, very few retail traders or retail investors who would qualify as a qualified market participant. The stock must move in order for you to make money on your binary option, and it must move in the direction you expect it to move. As a derivative, there is no asset to hold on to should the trade go against you. It is an all-or-nothing transaction. They're extremely risky. There are both calls and put options, just like regular options, and it's possible for you to buy a put or buy a call option that is a binary option. And you can do these as you would a regular options or traditional options. However, the all or nothing means that the option actually expires or matures before the outcome of whether you make money or lose money. In most situations, you can't sell that binary option. You must hold on to it to maturity. That's the all or nothing clause. So you are not able, like regular traditional options, to sell that option contract and make money or get out of it if you see it's going against you. Now, a lot of what's being promoted as a strategy out there is using a intraday, very short-term span of time. And a lot of people think, oh, if I just spend a minute or two, I'll make all this money. And the binary option brokers are promoting this heavily. They're telling people, oh, look, for in 10 minutes, you can make $1,000. Well, in 10 minutes, you could lose $10,000 too. And here's the problem. Here's the real hitch that the binary option brokers aren't going to tell you. First of all, the stock price is moving on its own volition outside of the binary option market, outside of what's going on. The binary option contract, you buy from your broker. You're trading against your broker. There's an intrinsic conflict of interest because they want to make money. They do not want you to make money necessarily. They will promote that this is easy money, but that's easy money for them. And sure, some people are right now are making a little bit of money. But the problem is that the figures and the numbers that everybody's checked out is that you have to be right most of the time or you lose your money. And so you need to understand how stocks move so that you can get into the appropriate stock. If you're trading only in a few minutes, the problem is high-frequency traders. High-frequency traders trade on the millisecond. I've discussed this before. They're trading on the millisecond, so they're able to trade 60,000 times a minute, 1,000 times a second, or even 3,000 times a second. Meanwhile, you're trading on the minute scale in your stock, and it is expiring. And as it expires, the high-frequency traders could move that stock dramatically up or down. And ergo, whatever you did on that intraday wouldn't help you because you can't see them. They're trading on the millisecond, and your charts and your software, your broker, everything that you have on the retail side is by the minute. By law, you're only allowed to trade on the minute scale, minute by minute. So the tick you see on a minute is not the same tick that the intraday high-frequency traders are able to perceive on their second-by-second or millisecond transactions. There's a lot going on behind the scenes with stocks. And that's a huge risk factor because that stock could move dramatically in a minute without you realizing it. And that's the reason why most people are tossing their hands up and giving up on day trading, because they just can't pull enough profits off the market with the high frequency traders going on and all the activity. Sometimes they'll make a lot of money, and more often than not, they're losing money. Binary options are tied to the stock, so anything that happens on the stock market is going to affect that binary option possibility of making money. And since it's an all or nothing gamble, you are at huge risk of losing a lot of money over time. So every time you trade that binary option, maybe you'll win one and make some money. And they actually call it guessing. Guess what the stock is going to do in the next 3 minutes. You cannot be a professional trader and make money in the market consistently if you're guessing. They don't guess. They anticipate, they prepare, they plan, they watch a lot of things that are going on the professional side. They don't guess. If they guessed, they would be out of work right away. So the binary options have inherent risk because you really have to be an expert stock analysis trader. You have to be exceptionally good at not only technical analysis and chart analysis, but also have a trading process that is absolutely complete and solid that would make it possible for you to profit from binary options. Is it possible to make money in binary options? It is if you have the extensive knowledge, education, and experience that a qualified participant has. Yes, they can do this because they can see things. But if you think that with a weekend seminar or a couple of hours or maybe 2 8-hour days in a seminar that you take over the weekend or midweek that you know everything you need to know, or if you think that you can just go to 5 days of training someplace and take a course on stock analysis and that at the end of the week you're going to be an expert, you're going to be terribly disappointed and you could potentially lose a great deal of money. You cannot invest in anything or trade anything unless you have the experience and education relevant to the risk factor of that instrument. So if you're going to trade binary options, you have to buckle down and expect that you're going to have to spend quite a bit of time, resources, knowledge, and energy to get that experience and that knowledge base that will make you successful. Just running out there and throwing some money at the binary options market is not going to make you a profitable binary options trader. Could you be successful as a binary options trader? You need a lot more education than you think you do. You need extensive experience, and in many instances, you're supposed to be a qualified participant. Those people have passed certain tests, have experience, have credentials that allow them to be classified as a qualified participant. The SEC is ruling on this. Every single one of you are considering or are currently trading binary options. Be aware of this fact. The SEC and the Commodities Futures Commission have filed lawsuits against some of those retail brokers who are selling binary options and are functioning as binary options brokers because they're not supposed to be selling or promoting to you binary options. It's against the law. You are not a qualified participant. And ergo, they have filed lawsuits against some of those firms. This is a very serious situation. And if you're just going to shrug this off as not important, the SEC shouldn't interfere, blah, 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 then you're throwing away all common sense. When the SEC steps up and gets involved like this, it means that there's some very serious things going on that are very wrong. This is a scam in most instances. The binary options brokers and some other people who are promoting binary options are not giving you all the facts and are deceiving a lot of retail traders. So you need to be aware that in a lot of instances, binary options are not being treated correctly and it's a scam. Now, binary options do sell. There's two of them that sell on the CBOE. And these are designed for qualified participants. These are designed for institutions and those with extremely high levels of knowledge and skill in options themselves. If you really, really want to learn how to trade binary options, you have to start by learning how to trade stocks. That's where you start. Once you've learned how to trade stocks successfully, then you would move on to traditional options and learn how to trade traditional options correctly and profitably. Once you've done that, then you could move to binary options. That would be the normal mode of training and education and experience that all professionals would do. They would start as stock traders. When they are 90% successful there, they would move to stock options trading traditionally, and then they would move on to binary options. They're not going to jump in and start trading binary options with no knowledge base whatsoever on stock trading. And just learning a few candlestick patterns is not going to help you. Again, and in particular, if you're trading intraday, the shorter you hold a trading instrument, the higher the risk because you don't have the time for the stock to move back up. A lot of times stocks will bounce or collapse and then bounce right back up, especially intraday. The action is very volatile intraday. And so if you're trading in the 1 to 5 minute binary option strategies, you are trading in the highest risk possible. It's extraordinarily risky. A lot of people are trying to warn the retail crowd about that, but a lot of people are just totally ignoring the warnings and going ahead and investing or trading in these anyway. It's an all or nothing, pure gambling mode. Now, you can trade options, and you can be very successful at traditional options. Simple calls, simple puts work extremely well for low capital base investors and traders who don't have a lot of money but want to learn how to trade the stock market or options. These are really reasonable. You don't have to learn all the exotic strategies. You don't have to do all those weird options. A simple call or a simple put can net you good returns that you can manage and you can do very well. But again, you have to start with the stock market because the underlying asset of all options, whether they're traditional options or binary options, is the movement of the stock. Where the stock goes, so will go the option contract. The binary options are in the same boat. You have to really be able to understand and not guess, but you have to understand the likelihood of how the price is going to move, how fast it's going to move, how long it's going to take to get to the entry point. One of the big problems with binary options is there are a lot of different chains you can do out of the money, at the money, in the money, and the different rates and different costs for each chain. But that is possible. So if you buy a binary option out of the money thinking you're going to make a lot more money when it gets into the money and it never gets there, you're just going to lose your money. Same as with traditional options. A lot of traders try to trade out of the money options, and of course, then the option contract expires worthless. You have to really understand what's going on, and you have to be aware that the stock is an asset that's moving in price, and you're depending on that price action to make money in the options market, whether it's traditional or binary. And this is something that a lot of options traders forget. They think of the options market as unto itself by itself, but it's not. It's a derivative, and any derivative is dependent upon the underlying asset, in these instances, stocks or indexes. So if you're considering binary options or you've started, maybe you've had a little bit of success, but you need to be aware that at some point you're going to start losing money and you're going to consistently lose money. We've seen this in traditional options. We've seen this in the Forex market. We've seen this in the futures market. We've seen it in day trading. Everybody gets excited. They get a new trading instrument out there. Everybody wants to learn it because it's quick, easy money, and they think they're going to get rich overnight, and then they lose more money than they possibly can imagine. They get into terrible positions where they lose a lot of money. Losing money in the stock market is because people do not understand what they're buying. It's not because somebody's out there to potentially, well, there are people out there potentially rip you off. There are scammers everywhere. But overall, the general institutions are not out there to rip you off necessarily. But they expect you to treat the market respectfully, and they expect you to behave like smart money. The SEC is out there trying to protect you. Binary options are an all or nothing contract. So it means that there's no way that normally you would be able to sell that contract. You buy that contract, wait for it to mature, and if it doesn't, then you lose your money. With traditional options, if you see that it's not going in the direction you want it to go, you can usually sell them easily. There's a lot of liquidity. The other thing about binary options is there are very limited instruments underlying assets. So you really don't have a vast pool to choose from. You have a very limited amount, and that can be a huge negative as well. You may think, oh, well, I want to try this anyway. Well, you can. But be prepared that the SEC considers this an exotic, extremely high-risk trading instrument. Even if the SEC files a lawsuit and wins that lawsuit, you will not get any money. It's not like some of the other scams where billionaires took advantage of people and or funds took advantage of people and scammed them in different types of scams. And so they sell all the assets of the fund or the owner of that fund and then put that money back to those who lost money. That's not going to happen here. The brokers are selling you the contract. They are trading against you. If they have so much money that they can offer you rebates and all kinds of other things, how are they making their money? If every retail trader is making a fortune, if everybody's profitable, or lots of you are profitable, how are they making their money? The binary option brokers are making a fortune off of you, the retail trader and investor who does not know the enormous risk that you're taking. You see, oh, if I pay $100 in, I can make $1,000. Wow, and I can do that in 5 minutes. Wow, I want to do this. Well, you're going to lose your $100. And then they're going to say, oh, well, you should try again. And then you're going to spend another $100. And you're going to lose that. And spend another $100 and lose that. These are scams. And they have been around always. It just is a different name. It's a different instrument. But it's the same identical thing. Sure, a couple people will make some money. And they'll go around and tell their buddies. And everybody else will rush to do it. And then all of a sudden, people will start losing money. There would not be this huge growth in binary options if there wasn't huge profitability for the broker. Stock brokers, they're struggling to make ends meet and to be able to get profitable with the limited number of traders that they have because the traders are profitable. When you have a broker who's highly profitable and offering rebates and money and all kinds of incentives, the reason they're doing that is because they're making a fortune off of their traders, not the other way around. You always have to ask yourself, where does all that money come from? How can they do that? If they're offering me to match me dollar for dollar in my investment, how can they do that and stay in business? They can't. So the profits and the huge, fast, get-rich-quick schemes they're promising are bogus. Sure, one or two people will make a little bit of money. But in a few months, that same person is probably going to be down thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars. Brokers are making a fortune, and so they're going to promote and say whatever it is it takes to get you to put your money down. It is simply an all-or-nothing contract. It is like a casino. You put your money down, and the probability of you losing it is very high. Sure, once in a while, there's a winner at the table, but most of the time, people just lose money. If you're thinking about this and you're considering going into it, You need to be extremely cautious. You need to have an extremely outstanding education. You need to have experience in both stocks and options, traditional options, and then practice extensively in binary options on a practice mode. And even then, you may find it very difficult because you are trading against your broker, and their goal is to make money for their company. I'm Martha Stokes. Until next week, trade wisely.
There's so much emotionally charged hype out there designed to sell newspapers and advertising rather than inform investors and traders. Want entertainment? Buy a newspaper or a magazine or turn on the news. Want investment and trading concepts explained? Look to Technotrader. Technotrader is the gold standard in trading and investing education taught by experienced and accredited professionals. Don't learn to trade from fad-chasing day traders, and certainly don't think you can grow your portfolio by attending a weekend seminar or watching a free video online. Success in the financial markets is attainable, but like any high-paying profession, it requires the proper education to achieve consistent success. Join those happy few who have taken their investing and trading seriously. Call 888-846-5577 or visit technotrader.com.
Courses.